So what is a good voice? I think it's one that communicates to us, one that shows some personality of the owner. And of course, voices and people's views of voices change over time. The Queen's changed her accent and style over the years, not just because she's got older. It's become less formal. It fits in with the more natural and conversational style of the age, but it's still authoritative, still trustworthy. Natural and conversational voices are part of the democratisation of media, I think. We've moved from the trained and perhaps strained voices from the start of radio and TV broadcasting in the 40s and 50s to the explosion in media channels, that's broadcast and social media channels, which has meant that we're far more likely to hear accents and styles like our own. We're less likely to hear enunciated announcers, more likely to hear real voices from the real world. But while most people still want to sound natural, fluent and unscripted, we all need to be understood. Voice training is pretty much non-existent. It's seemingly thought that because we can talk and the world wants natural voices, there's no need to ask for or offer help. So unless you're an aspiring actor or a high flyer in the corporate world, you know what? There's not actually much around for you. Even broadcast media courses spend hardly any time on teaching students how to read a script, which is why I thought I'd write a book and present a series of podcasts of each few paragraphs as I wrote it. It's called Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. Hopefully it'll be out later in the year and you can join me every day for the short daily podcasts to hear it as I write it.